Panos Papadeus, and I'm interviewing my mom, Bettina Papadeus.
What was I like as a baby and as a young child?
As a baby, we called you the Zen baby because you were really peaceful and you slept a lot and very calm. And so we called you the Zen baby. And then when you grew up a little and you were a small child, your new nickname was Destructo, because when your sister would be playing, you'd just come through and destroy everything.
How many siblings did you have?
I have a sister and a brother. So I'm the youngest of three. My brother is about 2 years older than me. My sister is not even 1 year older than me. She was, like, I was born before I was born, and then 6 days later, she turned one. So.
And where are your parents from?
My parents are from Greece. My dad is from the island of Corfu, and my mom is from the island of Evia.
How does that influence who you are?
Well, they're both from islands, and I would say the biggest influence from my dad's side is the ocean. The ocean was a big part of his life and his identity and his lifestyle. And then on my mom's side, she came from a village where she had a great community of family and friends and tons of cousins, second cousins, third cousins. And so on my mom's side, I think the biggest influence is community and family and living off the land, togetherness, working together, sharing stories, cooking together, eating together, celebrating together. That's what I got from my mom's side.
And how is it like to grow up in your household?
Well, it was pretty good. I mean, my dad was a building contractor, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom that helped my dad, who ran his business out of the house. So I remember my dad used to wake up really early, like 4 or 4:30 in the morning, and I'd hear him in the kitchen. And so I'd wake up pretty early. And then my dad would go to work and he wouldn't come back till really late. And my mom kept us super busy. We were always doing something. We started sports at a young age. When I was 4, I started gymnastics, and I did that till I was 16, and I played soccer and basketball and all these swimming, modern dance. I did everything. And any team I was on, like basketball, I just loved playing sports and being with teammates and friends and family.
Okay, how is your life different than what you imagined when you were a kid?
Okay, so when I was a kid, there was a couple of things I imagined. I wanted to become a doctor. And I didn't. I became an environmental scientist, which in a sense is like a doctor of the earth, I like to say. And I also thought I would have a big family like I grew up in, with tons of cousins around. But, you know, I thought my brother and sister would get married and have kids, but they didn't. I'm the only one. So that's like the one thing. I imagined that I would have a huge family all around me. And then also the thing about becoming a doctor.
So what made you become an environmental scientist?
I had this huge appreciation for nature because of visits to Greece and stories from my mom, as well as, you know, hikes in Griffith Park as a child. And the beach, just an appreciation for nature, led me to major in environmental studies at UCLA. And I was really into marine biology. So I basically wanted to work in a field that would allow me to help the earth and help keep it sustainable and clean and good for future generations.